Well, if you were born in Carrickbah in the Shire and played for the Engadine Dragons, you'd have to be yelling for the Sharks on Sunday night. And if you played for the Sharks for years, following in the footsteps of your very famous dad who captained the club, well, you've got plenty of skin in the game. And that's where Cronulla, Queensland and Wallaby great Matt Rogers sits as his Sharks aim to win their first grand final. I've got Matt Rogers on the line right now. Matt, g'day.
G'day, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I have no skin in this game, this particular grand final, but we've got only three sleeps to go. Do old Sharkies get a little bit nervous for the club?
Oh, mate, you'd have to. You know, we've been close on a few occasions and haven't quite got there. So, you know, there's an opportunity that awaits, you know, 17 men on Sunday. And I'm sure, you know, all the fans will be as nervous as them. But, you know, I think the fact that there's not too many local juniors in this side, they probably won't be feeling the history of the club like most local juniors probably would.
Very good point. They've certainly got the weapons to win. Who's impressed you in the latter part of the year?
I think Andrew Fafita's, you know, really come of age a little bit in this last month.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably the most improved player I've seen, and that's not to take anything away from his performance prior to this year, is probably Matt Pryor. You know, at the middle, he's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's been a joy to watch him take the ball forward and set the platform. But, you know, there's also Michael Ennis that I think's been in career best form. So, you know, there's a lot of exciting aspects to the Sharks game. You know, they can beat you out the middle or they can beat you out wide with some of their talent. So, that's not to say that Melbourne can't do the same, though. So it's going to be a very interesting battle.
I'm hearing from a lot of Sharkies fans that say, oh, listen, it's time. It's just time. That doesn't count on grand final day, does it?
No. We thought that in years gone by as well. In 99, we thought, you know, it's our turn. But, you know, you don't get... It's not... Unfortunately, you know, in society nowadays, it generally is every child player gets a prize. But
that's right, it is.
We're not playing those games anymore at this level. So you either win or you lose.
And, yeah.
You know, the boys are going to give it everything. And, you know, I think momentum has a bit to do with, you know, the way you play from week to week.
Yeah, I heard Andrew John say that on the Dally M Awards last night. Momentum, it's on the Shark side, he said.
Yeah, I think they've just, they're creeping back to their best form. You know, I thought they probably played some of their best football in the first 60 minutes of last week. And
yeah,
they'll be buoyed by that performance. They'll bounce off that into this week, I hope. And, you know, look, they had 15 weeks of back-to-back wins in a competition that is absolutely brutal. So to do what they did, they've obviously got the talent. And I feel like they're building that confidence back to that level.
I look at the Storm and I see Cooper Cronk, I see Cameron Smith and that pack. They can be brutal and incredibly clinical. They can keep you out of the game for 80 minutes, can't they?
Yeah, they can, and that's what they do best. They suffocate teams.
Oh.
And, you know, you've got to come out all guns blazing against them. I think Brisbane did about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
When they beat them in round 25, I think it was.
So you think they'll be aggressive? They'll be on the attack, Cronulla? They won't play safe?
Oh, they have to be on the attack. They have to take a few risks against Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get many opportunities against Melbourne. They won't make too many mistakes. So we've got to try and create some opportunities for ourselves. We can't go silly with the ball because if you give Melbourne too much ball and they've got finishers like, you know, Corabetti and Bonavalu who are just absolutely outstanding at the back, and Munster who, you know, I mean, who would have thought that he's replaced a guy named Billy Slater who's, you know, probably the best fullback this country's seen over the last, you know, 40 years. And, you know, they haven't missed a beat.
Incredible replacement, yeah.
It is.
So, the Shire fan base, Matt, they'll party for months if they win, won't they?
Oh, mate, they'll certainly party till round one next year, that's for sure. they'll make they'll make the most of every moment they get. And they've been great support of the team, and it's been great to see the way the fans have rallied behind this team. And they always do. It's a great area to live in. They're very passionate football fans.
How will you be watching the grand final?
I'll be... host of the NRL down at the game. Gratefully, a host of the being hosted by the NRL down in the Millennium Lounge, which
great.
Will be a lot of fun. I'll be there with my brother,
good.
My daughter. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Dad'd be very proud looking down and watching the Sharks get so close to a grand final this Sunday, won't he?
Oh yeah, he will be. And you know, let's just hope, you know, come Sunday night we're toasting a Sharks victory. You know, there's still a lot of football between now and then, but it certainly feels like the Sharks have, you know, got what it takes to win this year. And, yeah, we're still 80 minutes away, though.
Have you got any new tats recently? Because we know you've got quite a canvas already.
No, it's been quite a few years since I sat in the tattooist chair, but who knows, after Sunday there might be another reason.
Yes, a big fat shark on the belly or something, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Great stuff. All the very best to your sharks, and thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Good on you, Chris. Thank you.
All right, Matt Rogers. There you go. There might be an additional shark finding its way on the canvas somewhere. Peter, hi.